We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the March 13th, 2023 meeting of the University City Council to order at 6:30 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. By the way, to everyone in attendance, we appreciate Linda Schaefer subbing in for our city clerk, being our acting city clerk this evening, as our city clerk is at the state city clerk's meeting in Columbia, Missouri. So Linda, thank you once again for stepping in. You have before you the agenda, and I understand we have a couple of changes. Mr. Rose.
Mayor and council members, I'd ask or recommend changing the agenda to move item K3 to the city manager's report and to table item L2.
Any other changes? Hearing none, is there a motion to make the changes as requested by the city manager? Motion made by Mr. McMahon, seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the amendment, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The agenda has now been amended. Is there now an approval of the agenda? Am I correct? I did the amendment, now I got to do the approval. Made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. McMahon. Any discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations this evening. We have no minutes to approve this evening. Ms. Klein. Could we microphone, please? Thank you.
I would like to reappoint Teresa Huther to the Senior Commission.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crowe. I'd like to nominate for reappointment to the Library Board, Joan Greco-Cohen.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Clay.
Went so well, I think I'll do it again. I'd like to renominate Helen Nelling for reappointment to the Library Board.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to nominate to the Senior Commission, Christopher Lotak.
Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. The record should reflect that Patrick Fox was sworn into the Park Commission on March 6th in the City Clerk's office. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak at this time on non-agenda items? Thank you very much. That concludes citizen participation for this section of the agenda. The next item on the agenda is a public hearing for liquor license for Quick Trip number 620 at 7579 Olive Boulevard. This hearing is opened at 6:35 p.m. Madam Clerk, do we have any requests to speak on that particular agenda item?
No.
And Madam Clerk, did we receive any written comments prior to today's meeting for this item?
No, we did not.
Having no public comments, the public hearing is closed at 6:35 p.m. You now have before you the consent agenda with items 1, 2, 4, and 5. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this item L1 asks that you receive a presentation from a representative from Bi-State Development Agency to discuss the MetroLink security efforts. I believe we have Kevin Scott from Bi-State here tonight.
And just for ease of purpose, when you get to the microphone, if you'd hit the bottom button, your mic will come on and we can then hear you. Thank you.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, Board. Okay, great. My name is Kevin Scott, and I am the Director of Security for Bi-State Development. I joined the company in September of 2019. And I'm here tonight to make you aware of a significant upgrade to the MetroLink system that Bi-State Development has endeavored and where we are with that project. So if you'll indulge me just for a couple of minutes, I will move through this very quickly. Thank you. Sorry about that. Thank you very much. So I wanted to just provide a little bit of history on this slide, just so that you're aware. In 2018, Bi-State Development, in conjunction with East-West Gateway Council of Governments and regional stakeholders, retained the services of WSP USA for what was initiated as a security survey or study for MetroLink. As most of you know, MetroLink is a third of the Metro Transit operation. It's 46 miles of light rail. And during this study, they focused on six primary areas of review, from personnel to technology to fare enforcement to crime prevention through environmental design, infrastructure changes. And during this process, they quickly realized that their focus needed to turn from the MetroLink to the totality of the public safety structure at Metro Transit. So as a result of phase one of this review, they made 99 recommendations for improvement in those six major categories. I have these reports and would be willing to share those with you. If you'd like to receive those, please reach out and we will send those to you. Those 99 recommendations affected the broader security footprint for the transportation system, not just MetroLink. So this is the study that brought me to Bi-State in 2019, and we have been working to implement those recommendations since then. So we have made a significant number of improvements, from our law enforcement contracts to our security contracts to how we use security on the system, both buses and rail, how we influx new technology and have technology complement our overall security structure. So if you'd like to learn more about that study, please reach out. We're more than happy to walk you through that. But we're here tonight to talk about secure platform plan. So as you're aware, this goes back and pretty much predominantly refocuses on the MetroLink system. We have 46 miles of light rail alignment on MetroLink, 38 existing platforms that span from Shrewsbury and Lambert to Forest Park and then Mary, and then travel east to Fairview Heights and Shiloh Scott. All right. For those of you who are familiar with MetroLink, it is an open concept system. You can walk up to a fare or a TVM ticket vending machine, buy your fare, validate your fare, and walk onto the platforms unabated. All right. Most of the fare checking thus far historically on the system has been done once people are on the trains with fare enforcers. The other thing that we face is our platforms from a security standpoint have been deemed vulnerable to activity within the region. And there are a lot of incidents that occur or initiate off of property that traverse under our property and become a Metro Transit issue. There is an effort to make these platforms, all 38 platforms, the existing platforms, and the 39th platform that will soon be constructed at Mid-America Airport in Muskoka, secure with fare gating systems and security fencing. This project will also incorporate the complete revamping of a new fare collection system for MetroLink and actually MetroBus as well, so that new modern equipment greatly reduced the number of fare media, possible fare media. Right now, there are 62 versions of a ticket. and they keep creating tickets over and over again based on special events or special circumstances. The fare collection system is in much need of reconfiguration and upgrading. And so that will be a corresponding project with the gating, the fencing, and closed circuit television upgrades that we're making as well. So we're moving forward with the gating of those platforms. We have selected an engineer, a design engineering firm, HNTB. They are a local footprint here in St. Louis. They're based in Kansas City and have offices all over the United States. They are a transportation-focused organization, and they are helping to reconcept each of the platforms. The platforms themselves will not be excavated or reconstructed, so we're taking the existing footprints, and we're retrofitting the gating system and the new fencing system into those existing environments themselves. Next slide, please. I got this. Yeah. So a little bit about the financing of this project. Our cost estimate initially was about $52 million. $12 million of that comes from bond refinancing proceeds dedicated to security on the transportation system. $12 million from Illinois allocation. This is federal stimulus money. $17.25 million is bi-state development capital and American Recovery Plan funding. And $10.75 million is coming from private sector St. Louis. So we are working through the final stages of our fiscal budget. A lot of these funding sources are included in our fiscal budget, and we're hopefully going to solidify that very quickly. This project has received resounding support from all three of our major funding governmental sources: St. Louis County, the City of St. Louis, and St. Clair County, Illinois. All three elected executives have endorsed moving forward with taking an open concept light rail system to a closed and secured system as we move this plan forward. So are there any questions about secured platforms? The gating system itself has been selected. There will be a roto gate and swing gate type combination system.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I do apologize, I didn't get your name. And that's my question, is your name and contact information, because I'd like to get a copy of that presentation if that's okay.
Absolutely. My name is Kevin Scott, KevinScott. Mm-hmm. And the best point of contact for me is work cell phone is 314-303-0903.
0903.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. And last question is, you showed a picture of the Central West End.
Yes.
Is that just an illustration, or is that a starting point? And if you could explain where you guys will be starting,
sure,
if that has been decided or not.
Sure. So the Central West End photograph is something that we put in place about 6 or 7 months ago just to show a concept.
Sure.
So we're not actually starting with the Central West End. Again, what's important to note is the integration of a new fare collection system to make all this work. So you have two corresponding projects. One project's going to move faster than the other. So the fare collection system, when we broach into construction of what we're calling phase one, or a pilot of this program, we won't have fare collection integration. So what we have done is we have divided the totality of this project into six phases. Phase one will be a pilot. And these locations were chosen because of the lack of need to completely reconcept those locations or those platforms. We will also have to staff these gates once they're in, because we don't have fare integration. And so we will have to allocate human resources to staff them until we're able to connect the fare collection system. So phase one, the pilot, will roll out. It will be at Emerson Park, Jackie Joyner Kersee Center, Washington Park, and College. College is Southwestern Illinois College, Belleville, okay? Phase two, will be from Del Mar to the Civic Center. So Del Mar, Forest Park, Central West End, Cortex, Grand, Union Station, and the Civic Center. Now, what we're doing by setting up a phasal approach to implementation of the system is shaving time off the end of the project. If we treated this project in totality and we waited for all the design to be done for all 38 platforms, bid construction in totality of all of these locations, we probably would not realize a gating system until late 2026, early 2027. So we are going to phase this. So phase one that I just mentioned to you, well, actually, we will bid that for construction in August of this year. When phase one goes for bid for construction, phase two will enter final design phase, which is about 80 days. So we're trying to create a cascading effect for this project. So we may, depending on how the designs go, if we design quicker than we anticipate, we may combine some of these packages and bid construction together. But our plan right now is to bid construction separately in each of the packages, all while hoping to create a market where multiple construction firms can participate. If we treated this project as one major project, it's pretty cumbersome, and you would probably limit the number of construction organizations that would be willing to bid on it. So that's the plan moving there.
Okay, and just one more thing, and that is I use Metrolink a lot, but I will say this, my wife rides Metrolink every day, and she can't wait for these new phases to come in. So just wanted to let you know and say that.
I appreciate that very much. The last thing I'd like to leave you with, you know, fast forward here real quick to the last slide. In conjunction with the assessments that we've done, that's good. There you go. Thank you. The 99 recommendations that were put in place. The SPP project, by the way, is not one of those 99 recommendations. That is above and beyond the changes that Bi-State is making. We've also entered into an agreement with Chestnut Health Systems. They are based in Illinois, but we now have placed teams of clinicians on Metrolink and Metrobus. Two persons on each team. One is a clinical level a clinician, and one is a peer recovery specialist, and they are working our system in concert with our security and law enforcement personnel. Obviously, there are a lot of things that we deal with on the public transportation system, or a lot of individuals that are in need of services that I cannot provide from a security or policing standpoint. And so this organization has brought a number of different organizations in the region to the table to try to continue that support. So there are a lot of good things going on at Bi-State, and I look forward to any further conversations you'd like to have. Thank you.
Any other questions? Mr. Clay.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Crow. So you mentioned that, and sir, thank you for your presentation. Couple quick things. The height of the gate, my eyes are not what they once were, seemed to be taller than a person, correct? So we're not talking about a turnstile model.
Yeah, let me go back to the first slide. So you're exactly correct. If we put in a system and we do not maximize breaching or mitigate right. breaching, it's a failed project.
Right.
So what you see is, and again, this is an early rendition, but a roto gate system, which will be the primary ingress and egress, accompanied by a swing door. So for every roto gate we have to have a swing door for ADA compliance for major ingress and egress. So that's how that will work. Over all the gating systems, a canopy will be built, and any space between the top of the gating systems and the canopy will be secured, so you can't climb over the turnstiles. The fencing right now, the scope of work calls for a minimum of 5-foot fencing, but it will probably end up being 6-foot.
Okay.
As we move.
And thank you for that. And the final question, it relates to timeline. I think the station, the folks in this room and those perhaps watching would be most interested in the Del Mar station. So do you have a sense of when that might be,
minimum started, ideally completed.
Yeah, so Del Mar is included in phase two, which is the first full phase, actually, of the seven platforms. The first phase is just a pilot. So phase two is seven platforms. Del Mar is included in that, and we will bid for construction in December of this year.
In December of this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And is there an anticipated completion?
I would anticipate that we're looking at about a 60-day procurement process. Once we put a contractor in place, get the contract signed, we're looking at probably a construction time of around 4 months.
Okay. So maybe mid-summer.
I would say second quarter of
24. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you. Along the same lines, the other two stations that a lot of our residents use are Big Bend and Forsyth. And where might that fall from a timing perspective?
Yeah, so we've only made recommendations for the first two phases, and these are security recommendations that the engineers asked us to make, primarily because we feel like those first two phases, we're actually going to have to staff those fare collection system. How the rest of the phases play out will be more of an engineering decision based on some of the issues that we have that we'll have to maneuver through in the engineering perspective, especially the below grade or underground type stations. So our hope is that we move through this project as quickly as we can, but I don't really have definitive answers for you beyond phase two.
Yes. If nothing, any other questions to Mr. Scott? Hearing none, thank you very much for your time and presentation.
All right, thank you.
Good luck. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item up under the City Manager's Report, the new item L2, asks that you consider a conveying of a remnant parcel that is abutting 8101 Stanford to the owners of 8101 Stanford. The owners have maintained this parcel for a decade or more, and there is no public use for the property. So I'm recommending its conveyance.
Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Mr. McMahon.
I'm abstaining. I have a conflict on this one, so I'll not participate.
Okay. Madam Clerk, please let the record reflect that Councilmember McMahon will be abstaining. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll now move forward to, I believe, Bill number 9503, which I believe needs a little further amending. So I'm going to ask Mr. Mulligan to provide us with the language as necessary for an amendment to Bill number 9503.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council, I recommend, if the council is so inclined, to move to amend Bill number 9503 to include the changes to exhibits A and E shown in red line in the City Council's packet for this meeting, and new exhibit E, appendices A, B, C, and E, on file in the City Clerk's office as of today.
Is there a motion to bring forth the amendment suggested by Mr. Mulligan? Motion made by Mr. Hale, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? If there is no discussion on the amendment can be made by voice vote. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. May we now have the second reading, Madam Clerk, of Bill number 9503 as amended.
Bill 9503, an ordinance approving the issuance of tax increment and special district revenue bonds in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan, pledging and assigning certain revenues for the purpose of paying the principal of and interest on the bonds, and authorizing certain other actions and documents in connection therewith.
Thank you very much. May we have the third reading of Bill number 9503 as amended.
Bill 9503, an ordinance approving the issuance of tax increment and special district revenue bonds in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan, pledging and assigning certain revenues for the purpose of paying the principal of and interest on the bonds, and authorizing certain other actions and documents in connection therewith.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion? Hearing none. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill is passed. Now we have bill number 9504. Mr. Mulligan.
No, Mayor, my other motion, recommended motion, dealt with item K4.
Oh, do we?
Whenever you would like me to take that up, that was on the consent agenda and it was passed. There was a typographical error regarding the month of the closing that I'd like to just correct for the record, if that's all right.
You want to do it now or you want to do it later?
Whatever your pleasure is.
How about we finish the bills, then we'll come back in just a second. Let's go with bill number 9504 as amended. Madam Clerk, may we have the second reading?
Bill 9504, an ordinance approving a second amendment to redevelopment agreement and an amended and restated district project agreement in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan.
May we have the third reading of 9504 as amended?
Bill 9504, an ordinance approving a second amendment to redevelopment agreement and an amended and restated district project agreement in connection with the Olive Boulevard Commercial Corridor and Residential Conservation Redevelopment Plan.
Thank you very much. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson. Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The bill has passed. Let's go back and do some housekeeping on item number K4. Mr. Mulligan, an amendment is necessary?
Yes, Mayor, members of council, thank you. I just noticed that there's a typographical error in the closing and possession date of the residential sale contract. The date is January 31st, 2023. Obviously, that's passed and can't occur. The correct date is December 31st, 2023. So if the council's so inclined, I recommend that there be a motion to amend Section 5 of the residential sale contract to change the closing date to honor before December 31st, 2023.
Is there a motion made for item number K4 in light of Mr. Mulligan's comments? Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. New business. Bill number 9510. Who would like to introduce? Councilmember Smotherson. Madam Clerk, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9510, an ordinance approving a final development plan for Lot 5 of Market at Olive Plat 3.
Thank you very much. Now, as we move forward to council reports and business, other than the Ward 2 council seat vacancy, are there other items or other comments that members of council would like to make during this section of the agenda? Hearing none, just as I'm looking around the audience and I recognize that we have, I think most of the folks, I see Mr. Tears, I see Mr. Pelker, I see Mr. Fuller. Is Mr. Johnson here as well? Okay, Mr. Johnson is not. Okay, thank you very much. We have before us now the Ward 2 council seat vacancy. Is there any comments, discussion, or actions that members of the council would like to take at this time? Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I would like to make a motion to nominate Dennis Fuller to replace Tim Kusick for second ward council member.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there discussion or comments to be made by members of council? Ms. Klein.
I wanted to take a few minutes to, first of all, to give tribute to my former colleague and Second Ward Council Member Tim Cusick, who we are replacing his seat tonight. He really was a wonderful colleague and demonstrated, that he was capable and that he was dedicated and that he always showed kindness and respect to the people that he interacted with. And he will be missed. That being said, last week, Councilmember McMahon alluded to our responsibility to find someone to fill his shoes. And part of that process, I think, is explaining why I think that Dennis Fuller will best fill the shoes of Mr. Cusick, of Councilmember Cusick. And I just kind of briefly want to say a few comments about the other applicants who applied. I really appreciate the time and effort that you put into applying. It shows that you have an interest and a care for our city. And I know that all of this process wasn't always easy. And I appreciate that time and effort that you put in. I think that Mr. Polko, will make a great council member someday. I think that maybe some more city service will be beneficial in helping to understand all the processes and make connections that will help in that process. And then while I appreciate greatly the service that Mr. Tears offers to our city, I think that he has done a lot of good and a lot of service in our city. And I do think that he's knowledgeable in a lot of ways. He has not demonstrated to me that he understands the importance and the value of relationship and communication in addressing the needs of our city. I think that he has put out some things on social media that have been sometimes inaccurate, sometimes critical, which wouldn't really be the problem. The problem was that I'm his representative and he never reached out to get my perspective or other perspectives that of other council members that may have had differing opinions from himself. And I think that kind of communication is really important. And I also need to just briefly mention that last week, Mr. Tears made some comments that I was elected because I'm a woman. And I think that's not only insulting to me, but it's also insulting to the people that voted for me. That there's a lot of work that goes into running for council and a lot of effort and time and care that goes into putting that I put forward to be a representative. And I think that I needed to make a statement about that. I think that communication is really important in building trust and relationship. And I hope that moving forward that we can have better building stones, Mr. Tears, and that can be more productive moving forward. Thank you.
Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. With that being said, I just really find it necessary that I actually have to give my opinion on this issue. And that opinion is that Tim Cusick did a great job as a council member in the Second Ward, and there's no doubt about that. I appreciate his support when we had the MSD issues and all of that. But with that being said, there's no legacy in this seat. There's no sign on this seat that says Tim Cusick. He did a great job, but what I'm looking for is the best person that actually can represent the Second Ward. And I think that at least two of the candidates that I do know qualify for that as well. And but again, I just simply want to say, I'm looking for the best person that has some experience and some knowledge about what's going on. I don't really care about their opinion as a private citizen. It means nothing to me. And that could even be, and those comments could even be contrary to what I think. But again, I don't have a problem with their private comments, because I do think that all of them understand that once you take the seat, that you have a responsibility. And again, I think they all understand that. So I just really wanted to say that that there's no legacy here. There's no sign here. This is an open seat. So, and the last thing that I will say is that, as I mentioned to Mr. Tears before, when I ran the second time, I did not at all have the hurdle that he had to overcome, because our former council member in Alita's seat actually picked Alita. And again, that a mountain I probably wouldn't have been able to overcome when I ran the second time. So again, I'll leave it at that. And that's my comment.
Any other comments? Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up, because in my nervousness, I forgot to say why I think that Dennis will be a good candidate. And I don't think it's about him being Tim. I appreciate those comments, Wayne. I don't think it's about him being Tim. I think that he's served the city and his subdivision and the people in our community for a very long time, very faithfully. And he's demonstrated to me that he understands the importance of communication and the other priorities that our city has. I know that that's only one component, but it's an important component. And I think that for me, the service combined with his connections, his ability to connect with people in our community, is why I think that he will be a good council member.
Any other comments from members of the body? Hearing none, we have a motion and a second before us to fill the second ward council seat vacancy. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Nay.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. The motion has passed. We will coordinate with Mr. Fuller and the city clerk on a swearing in to all of the folks who took the time and effort to apply. We appreciate the service that you have given to your community and the time you put in making forth that effort. We also hope that you will stay engaged in ways to help make our community a better place. Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to citizen participation. I saw a sheet of paper come forward, and I'm assuming it is from Ms. Ginsburg. So I'm assuming I know the topic probably as well. And if you can come forward and give your name and address, and we will move forth.
Hi, my name is Erin Ginsburg. I live at 430 West Point Court. Honorable Mayor, Council Members, and City Manager, in the last 2 weeks, UCity TNR volunteers TNR'd 3 cats from University City's First Ward at no cost to UCity taxpayers. Our community cat socialization efforts have been so successful, we've been able to place 5 friendly kitties into local rescues. Thank you for your service to our community.
Thank you, Ms. Ginsburg. Are there any other comments now from members of council? Hearing none, I only have 2 that I will be brief on. First off, if anyone is free this Thursday evening, and I know you'd like to have a riveting presentation, the city manager, Mr. Rose, and I will be giving the State of the City address here in the chambers for the University City Historical Society at 7 p.m. I'm not sure if it's being live streamed. This one may be one that you have. Oh, it is being live streamed. You are handy, Rajay. Thank you very much. We'd love to have you here in person, but you're also welcome to view from the comfort of your home. But we always appreciate the Historical Society giving us an opportunity to give our citizens an update on University City. And then finally, you see many of us up here have a button on for the celebration of 100 years of parks in University City. That is a year-long celebration in University City, because the first parks were created in 1923 by Mayor Flynn, And on April the 15th at 2 o'clock, we will have the opening celebration, if you will, of our parks in Ruth Park Woods. So we will, you will be hearing getting plenty of information from us about a year-long celebration. You will be seeing highlights of different parks each month, not only on your calendar, but also on Facebook posts and on Instagram. And you will likely be seeing drone videos of families in the parks and the like. So we hope you can join us on April the 15th. And if you do have ideas to how we should celebrate, please do not hesitate to share them with Judy Prangy, who has volunteered to put this effort together for us. With that, if there's nothing else to come before the body, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. McMahon. Is there discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for joining us this evening.